Hey everybody, this is Ty Allen Jackson, entrepreneur, author, and all-around knucklehead here to greet all of you guys for another episode of The Overcome Project. So excited to be here. This is episode number 3. Who would have thought, even just starting this thing out and taking a jump to try this thing, not sure exactly how it was going to go, but I'm really excited about the feedback this has gotten and the receptions that we've been receiving, and just talking to people every day, ordinary, average, everyday Joes and Janes about overcoming obstacles and trying to get to that next level, whatever that level means to you. So just starting off again, my name is Tylen Jackson. I am a children's book author. I am a motivational speaker. I am a 3-time TEDx talker, and I am a big time mama's boy. Any mama's boys in the house or mama girls? Like, how does that even work? I don't even know. I don't know if I've even heard of the term mama's girl, but definitely a big time mama's boy. So I am here as I usually am with my wonderful friend and colleague, Rachel. Rachel, say hello.
Hey there, listeners.
Like I said, say hello. Like, I needed to cue her. Like, you know, like, we're still figuring this out. You know, it's funny. I listen to a ton of podcasts, and what's awesome about them is that every one of them says that when they first started out, they sucked. And you know what? This is no different. So we're gonna suck too. But like everything else, when everybody starts something new, sometimes it just doesn't go quite as well. But as you grow and you develop and you get your feelings and your footing, you know, you get a little bit better. And that's just how life is. Everybody at one point was a rookie at doing what it is that they're doing, whether it's being a parent, whether it's being an entrepreneur, whether it's being bald. Okay, maybe not bald. But everybody starts out new, and we're starting out new with this. We really are having a good time. I hope you're having a good time too. And we're going to start out this conversation first, just starting about how we're feeling today. I'm going to ask my good friend Rachel how she's doing. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm feeling really good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to be here, and feel like we had some really good conversations about what we're doing together over here at Big Head Books. And it's just, yeah, it's nice to be figuring all this stuff out and to be sharing that with our listeners.
Yeah, I love it too. It has been really a great forum in only the 3 times that we've done this. And again, I think we're getting a little bit better with each episode and a little bit more engagement. We are streaming on Facebook Live and if you are listening for the first time, you can friend or request Ty Allen Jackson on Facebook Live so that you can visually see my big head as I'm talking and spewing out whatever I'm spewing. But to everybody else, if you could go to where you get your podcast and search for The Overcome Project and subscribe and share and leave nice messages and make us all feel good and warm and fuzzy. Because that's important. You know, we're doing this for fun, not for money, because Lord knows this doesn't pay. But that's not true. Well, it's kind of true. Long story, getting way off a track. So this is what we're doing today. We've discussed a lot of topics, and I think that this particular topic is really, really important. And this topic is really the catalyst for being an entrepreneur in the first place. Because to be an entrepreneur, the first thing you have to do is have an idea. And having an idea, obviously, is essential to not just starting a business or a new project, but just to life in general. Everything starts with your imagination and just having an idea. And then from there, the scary part comes. And the scary part is taking a risk. It's saying whether or not I'm going to take this idea and actually develop it into a concept, develop it into a project, develop it into your livelihood. And that's scary, and that is the definition of taking a risk. So today's topic that we're going to talk about is jumping from the mundane, jumping from the status quo, jumping from the average, everyday, ordinary, and taking a risk and saying, you know what, I'm gonna try to do something different. I'm gonna put myself out there and be vulnerable and do something that is gonna probably be scary, and who knows whether I'll succeed or not, or what it is I'm going to have to do and sacrifice to be able to be successful at it. But I think any and every entrepreneur will tell you that that risk is necessary. You can't get to it. It literally is point A in becoming an entrepreneur, and you also can't be successful without that risk. And sometimes that risk doesn't go away. Sometimes that risk is initial and it just gradually grows, and you're continuously risking your finances, you're risking your time, your effort, your energy. And I think almost every entrepreneur are telling you that they're risking this every single day. But we're talking about the initial jump. The initial, you know what, I got an idea and I'm going to do something with it and I'm going to jump. Hey, Eric, I see you, bro. Thanks for the love. I appreciate you. You too, Derek. So we're going to talk about jumping, and my good friend Rachel is going to start out with a couple of questions before we take questions from the audience. But you know what, before I even ask Rachel our very first question, I think that this is really important. This podcast is also a jump. This podcast in itself, I decided that I wanted to do, and there was a part of me that was wondering, can I do this? What makes me think that I'm qualified enough to be able to tell people and give them advice and perspective? And part of that was because people kept coming to me asking me for advice and perspective. But the other part of me, honestly, was me just wanting to try something new. Me wanting to take a risk. Me deciding, you know, I've been doing this author thing and this public speaking thing for quite some time, and I just thought I would try something new and different. Doing this podcast is itself jumping. It is in itself taking a risk. I actually needed to do this. I was getting a little stagnant with some of the things that I personally had going on in my professional life, and I thought that this podcast would be a way to kind of jump and to get that energy that I had gotten from becoming an author and becoming a speaker and an entrepreneur and just doing something different. It's just the way that I'm personally built, and I wonder how many of you are built that way also, you know, from having an idea or a concept and then finding any little obstacle, any little adversity that's going to stop you from jumping. So even when you see this podcast in itself is a byproduct of jumping. And so yeah, I just wanted to get that out there and put that out there just before I got started, before my good friend starts throwing me these softballs, or maybe they might be curveballs, and see if I can knock these questions out of the park. But while she's asking me questions, I want you to load up some questions for yourself and throw them out there and see if we can help you overcome. What do we got, Rachel?
So I'm always so inspired when you talk about your career as an author and mm-hmm. how it began. Because it began kind of later in your life. And I just would love to know, how did you know when it first occurred to you that you wanted to write a book? How did you know that it was worth taking that risk? Because you already had a career, you already had a job, and you kind of put aside a lot of things, and that was a pretty huge risk for you.
Yeah, first of all, that's a great question. Personally, I've always been a person to take a chance and jump and take a risk. I'm adventurous that way. I know a lot of us aren't built that way, but the question of whether or not your jump or your risk is worth taking, because not every idea is worth jumping for. And I think that there are a few components that are necessary. One of them is how that risk makes you feel. I mean, there should be fear, to be perfectly honest. Everybody should be a little scared of this venture that they're taking on. I mean, and that's the definition. I mean, it's hard for you to jump. You imagine jumping off a cliff, that initial feeling of exhilaration that you get from that. So first and foremost, you should know whether your risk is worth taking by the way it makes you feel, by the way that it makes your heart beat a little faster, how unsure you are that you wanna tackle this. That fear is amazing fuel for you to see whether or not that this opportunity is going to be right for you. But the other thing, and I think that this is really important, is that your jumping or your risk needs to be bigger than yourself. I think when I became a children's book author, I knew that this book that I was developing was bigger than me. It was something that I knew that was going to be of great benefit, not to myself, but to the community in which I was trying to speak to. There were so few books about financial literacy for children that I knew that I was taking a risk by the market. Very often when the market doesn't follow this principle, then that's a great risk to take. Warren Buffett used to be the richest man alive, and so Jeff Bezos kicked him out of the number one spot, said the way that he became successful is that he saw what the market was doing and then did the opposite. because if the market knew what they were doing, they wouldn't be the market. And I love that idea and I love that concept. So if your risk is something that most people aren't doing, some people would look at that as a negative sign. I would look at that as a positive sign. The fewer that people are doing this one particular idea, I think that's more of a brighter light bulb to say that maybe that there's something there. So it's essential to have those components, but the big one, I believe, is that the risk and the jump that you're taking, the purpose of it needs to be bigger than you. It needs to be something more fulfilling than I just want to try to make a lot of money. It should be something that makes you feel like you're doing your part to better a bigger scope, a bigger community. So I think that's one of the really big important aspects of jumping. And as I'm looking at myself on Facebook Live, how are we feeling about this Argyle sweater? Like, how are we feeling about that, America? I mean, you know, for real. Like, it took me a minute to figure out, like, whether I wanted to rock this or not. I think this is like an Old Navy. Is Old Navy still, like, viable? And like, it was a big deal, like, a few years ago, and now maybe not so much, but I don't know. I know you guys got questions out there. I want to know also, you feeling this Argyle sweater? Yay or nay? And if you're on the podcast listening to this, you obviously can't see. So you would have to go and go to the Ty Allen Jackson page and check this out, which is open to the public. So, you know, feel free to reach out and share and like and all that good stuff. What else we got, Rachel?
No questions from the audience yet, but going back to when you first decided you wanted to write a book and mm-hmm. when you were preparing to take the jump, I guess this kind of relates to our conversation last week about using your resources, but do you have any suggestions about what kind of foundation should be in place in your personal and or professional life that will help you take that jump?
First of all, a fantastic question, and I know this answer is going to sound really vague, and maybe it is, and maybe there's just no way around it. To take a jump, your resources sometimes, not all the time, have to almost be irrelevant. I'm a firm believer that there's no right time. There's no, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. There's no, I'm going to wait till the New Year's. There's no, I'm going to wait till I get that promotion or get enough money in the bank. I think the idea of taking a jump is contingent upon when you get the idea. Now, you have to have some elements in place, like being patient, because we talked about that last week, too. Sometimes you don't have the resources. Sometimes you don't have the money. Sometimes you don't have, you know, the education or background to be able to take this jump. But the opportunity to spearhead those things starts now. Like, you may not know how to start a fast food restaurant. You know that, but you might have this idea for a better one, but the opportunity to work on that starts now. You know, like, but whether it's going to the library and learning how to study, or reaching out to family members to see if you can get a loan, or maybe reaching out to your Better Business Bureau about, you know, the infrastructure and how that even works. So taking the risk doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to become a fast food restaurant owner tomorrow, but the systems that are going to be in place for that to make happen needs to happen now. Like, the day I decided I was going to become a children's book author, I didn't have my book in hand. In fact, all I had was an idea. But I knew that the resources that I had accessible to me, which were the library, which were a number of other authors that I had reached out and friended, which were my family and networks of people in the community of education that I could talk to and get their feedback about why I should or shouldn't, and weigh out the risks, because I knew I was going to jump. But you want your jump and your risk to be calculated. You know, you just don't want to go. You've got to make sure that the information that you're giving yourself is right. You want to put yourself in a position to win. You want to succeed. And so finding the resources, utilizing the resources, working the resources, and having a plan. I think having a plan is incredibly underrated. Most people just want to kind of jump into the water and start swimming before they even know how deep it is. And so, you know, you need to plan and learn exactly how deep that water is. So, you know, let's check out the pH levels. And these analogies are not working, but you know, I think that you understand what I'm saying. The resources are always going to be there. The library, Google, Siri, hey Siri, you know, just asking, you know, how do you start a so and so, are always there. You're not going to be an entrepreneur tomorrow, but you can absolutely 1,000,000,000% get the resources to become that entrepreneur today. Make that happen. So, what do we got, Jason? Jason is saying, looks like you are going golfing. That, yo, I ain't asked for jokes. I asked if you like my Argyle sweater. My man trying to give me some bootleg Tiger Woods. I see you. All right, Jay, I got you. All right, I'm going to get you back for that. Actually, you're not wrong. I mean, it actually kind of does look like I'm going golfing. I probably need like a hat.
Do you ever go golfing?
I've never golfed in my life. It just seems like the biggest waste of time. I'm from the Bronx, and you don't golf in the Bronx. That doesn't work. What do you do is play basketball, which I can't do either. So much for that. But no, I've never golfed. But that's funny, Jason. Well, you know. Who else we got showing us some love? We got a lot of people watching, but we don't have a lot of people talking. But that's okay, because I got a big enough mouth that I can keep going. Unless Rachel's got anything else that she wanted to throw out there about jumping.
Jason has another comment. He says, rock the bald look. I'm with you on that. You
all
do
right,
rock
so
the bald look.
I do rock the bald look. Like a lot of people say, they don't have the head to have a bald. Yeah, I was blessed with a round head, so you know that puts me on top of the food chain when it comes to rocking this non-hairstyle. So, you know, just a few other things about jumping. This is so vital to being an entrepreneur, is that there's no way to be successful without this risk. Like, and being uncomfortable in this risk is also part of the deal. So. You know, the butterflies that you get and the apprehension that you may have is actually part of the recipe. It's part of how this works. Like, so never think that, you know, and I feel really scared and I don't think I'm going to do it. You know, that's part of the recipe. Like you can't bake a cake without milk. The risk is the milk. It's the thing that you need for it to work for. So, and almost sometimes the more uncomfortable you are, the better chances are that you're going to be successful, because anybody and everybody can take it easy. Anyone and everyone can play it safe. Like Steve Jobs doesn't become Steve Jobs playing it safe. Malcolm X doesn't, right? No one, Michael Jackson, no one becomes great without that risk. And often that risk is so terrifying and so daunting that few take it. And that's why there are so few great entrepreneurs. That's why there are so few great artists. That's why there are so few great entertainers. Because that risk comes along with the talent and everything else, and it's all on a really high level. The old saying that if it was easy, everybody could do it is totally applicable to being an entrepreneur. And that's why we know so few. Most people have a job, and there's nothing wrong with having a job. We need everybody to be a bus driver or or whatever it is that makes you happy. But the series of change, the things that are important in our life, let's say our watches or our cell phones or the things that we do, those were driven by entrepreneurs. Those were things, the things that drive us as people are generally done by those who took a risk and say, I'm going to develop a blank and in efforts to push our community, our society, our planet forward. And so the greater the risk, the greater the reward. You know, the more apprehensive you feel, I think that's almost a testament to how good that idea is and how you need to investigate it more and find out if that's the career path that you want to take. There is nothing about me that says author, much less children's book author. But I saw this opportunity and I decided, you know, to jump with it. And so far, it's worked out really, really well.
Yeah, so to follow up on that, Jason is wondering, why do you think most people are afraid to jump? And I'm curious about that too, what your insight is, because you have a lot of people approach you and ask you about how to start a business and getting your advice. And I'm curious if you've gotten a sense of what is keeping people, what's holding people back?
I think our brains are built to protect us. Our brains are wired so that when you feel like you're in a space that you're not supposed to be in, if you walk down a dark alley and all of a sudden your heart starts beating fast, that's your brain telling you, I'm not comfortable. I'm not happy here. And it's actually sending you physical signals of making you sweat and our bodies are not built to take risks. They're not. They're built to protect us. You know, our skin, like everything about our bodies are built to protect us. And so when we get an idea and the idea is such a grand idea, our brain is almost trying to talk us out of it. It's like, this doesn't feel good. This feels uncomfortable. And we as human beings need to feel comfortable. We need to feel safe and protected. We need to feel secure. And so when your brain is telling you, no, don't do that, you know, the rest of us tends to follow. So I think genetically we're built to be fearful of change, to be fearful of taking a risk. And that's why this project is called the Overcome Project. Like, you know, we're looking for ways to overcome these obstacles. And generally, the obstacles are always ourselves. The obstacle is always us. It's never the circumstance. Of course, the money and all these things, these are things that need to be overcome. But the true effort of overcoming the obstacle to become whatever it is that you try to be starts here. It starts here and it ends here. You know, so being able to jump and being fearful of the jump is part of your psyche telling you that this doesn't make me feel good. And I really want you to think about this action before you go out and do it. But I also believe, like with fear and apprehension, these are your allies. These are not your adversaries. Like, the more uncomfortable we are, I think that's more of the universe saying, this is what it is that you're supposed to do. So I think many of us are fearful and scared of jumping because our bodies tell us that this doesn't make me feel good. But then also, we just get complacent. And it's okay to be safe in our mediocrity. Like, it's okay to have this job and to do it for X amount of dollars. I got this. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy. I can put a roof over my head and food in the refrigerator. You know, so I'll keep doing this job. And we're afraid. We're afraid to try something new and take the chance of not having money for the mortgage or not being able to put our kids through school. Where it's scary. Like, there's no question about it. But there's one if not my favorite quote in the world is from John Shedd that says, a ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. And, you know, our bodies are these ships, and we are too often at dock. And we do not, but our bodies are not built for this. Ships are not built to sit in harbor. They are built to be adventurous, to get out into the world and see everything that it has to offer. And so so I say always, 100%, you set sail and take that risk, because generally, if you work really hard and believe in yourself, you'll be able to overcome.
Thanks for that. So I think we have to wrap up.
We got
to
wrap up.
Jason, we'll get to your next question next week.
Yes. Well, I see one more. What do you do to keep yourself motivated every day? I meditate. I read. Gotta read for, like, dude, like, I don't understand why people aren't reading, especially biographies, because with biographies you get the opportunity to have one-on-one conversation with some of the greatest minds ever. You would get to have a one-on-one conversation with whomever in the world has already accomplished something awesome. So to motivate myself, I read ferociously, especially biographies for those who have already done great things. So with that being said, we actually have to wrap this up. We are so grateful to have you as an audience, have you listening in, checking in. I hope you're getting a little something out of this. We hope next time that we get some feedback for you. You can actually go and download this podcast, The Overcome Project, wherever it is that you get your podcast. You can leave messages here on Facebook or also on our Facebook Overcome Project page. That's all I got. Rach, you?
We're good.
We're good. All right, everybody. Peace and love. We'll see you next week.